When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome into another edition of Home Run Throwback. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MusicCityMiracles.com. Today's Wednesday, January the 10th. Titans fired Mike Vrabel yesterday. Listen, it's fine, okay? Like, I think that you can make a case for either side about it being a good or a bad decision, okay? At the end of the day, Mike Vrabel in 6 years won two playoff games. He took over a team that had just won a playoff game. And in 6 years, they won two playoff games. That's the bottom line. You can talk about how great he was and how the players love him and the league loves him and everybody loves him. He didn't win enough, right? And I understand the roster was bad. I get all of that. What I'll say about that is, yes, that is true. And yes, the general manager was fired in season not that long ago, 13 months ago, whatever it was. And so, yes, it's hard to rebound from a roster that was that bad in 13 months. But he's allowed to coach people up. He's allowed to get people to play better. I challenge you to name me a player that has come in here and played decently and then gotten really good. I challenge you to find me a player that came in here as a good player and left as a great player, is currently a great player. I think that they didn't do enough coaching up the guys that they had in front of them. Now, again, I understand that there are limitations and all of that. I get that. But I don't think Vrabel just gets off scot-free because, well, the roster was bad. I mean, I understand that. But at the same time, he's allowed to make the guys that he has better. So there's that. The thing that is really confusing me currently is everybody's like, oh my gosh, they have this terrible owner. She's overreacting to everything. And just at a whim, she does this and she does that. First of all, reader statement. Use some, you know, your powers of deductive reasoning and understand that there was a disconnect between what they saw as the vision for how to win currently in the current nature of the NFL. There was a disconnect between that and what Mike Vrabel was doing. When she says modern NFL, collaboration, how we go forward, how we compete, she's saying that Vrabel is stuck in the old ways of the NFL. That's what she's saying. And if you look at what happened on the field, not just this year, but even going back to when they were winning, he wants to win with smash mouth football. That's not how you win anymore. That's not how you win anymore. Vrabel said last week, basically, that there's not a spot on the active game day roster for a slot receiver who only catches passes. Think about that for a second. There's not a spot it's hard for a guy to find a spot on the active game day roster as a slot receiver who only catches passes, doesn't play special teams. Now go around the league and look and tell me which offenses are good and how many of them have their third receiver, their slot receiver, only up, basically up on game day because he's playing special teams. Okay, so there's more to this. There's more that's going on behind the scenes than we know. Joe Rexroad has been very adamant that the report that came out from Diana Rossini back at the end of November that Vrabel wants to be here, the Titans want him here, was 100% true at the time. Okay? Amy Adams Strzok wanted that out there. That's why it was out there, and it was true at the time. Something has changed since then, in the last 6 weeks or however long it's been. Okay? So there have been things that have happened inside that building that we're not privy to that changed her mind. All right. Now, with all that being said, people that are talking about this is the worst decision. They have the worst ownership. This is going to set them back a million years. Here's what happens. Okay? Here's what happens. This decision is only as good or as bad as Will Levis. Whoever they bring in next is only going to be as good or as bad as Will Levis is. How well they can build around Will Levis is obviously going to be important. The scheme that they use to maximize Will Levis's talent is going to be important. But you look around the league, you look at good coaches, you look at when they're good and when they're bad, and more times than not, way more times than not, it's when they have a good quarterback. Look at Bill Belichick. Is all of a sudden Bill Belichick a bad quarterback? He hasn't won any games since Tom Brady left. Okay? So think about that for a minute. So if Vrabel goes on and finds success somewhere else, that doesn't mean that this was a bad decision. Okay? If the new coach comes in and isn't good, but also Will Levis isn't good, that doesn't make this a bad decision. If the new coach comes in and Will Levis is good and the coach is good, it doesn't necessarily make it a good decision. So much of this is tied to the quarterback. If Mike Vrabel gets the Chargers job, which I don't think that he will, I think Jim Harbaugh is going to get that job. But if Mike Vrabel gets the Chargers job and they go win, well, guess what? He's got Justin Herbert, right? So that doesn't mean that Amy Adams Strunk made this terrible decision. Again, I get that the roster was bad, but just because people around the league love Mike Vrabel, just because most players love Mike Vrabel. Now, there are some that don't. There are some that got run out of here and go other places and find success and are still playing. Adoree Jackson. Now the name of the receiver, Josh Reynolds in Detroit. Tyrre Tart, we'll see, you know, how well he plays. Some of these guys leave and go on and find success, and they couldn't get along with Vrabel. Okay? But no question that he built a good culture here. No question that he had this team competing to the end of the season in a dead season. Like, he does get credit for that. Okay? So I don't want to take that away from him, because that is important, and that does speak to how well he can manage a locker room, and that is important. But at the end of the day, if you don't win playoff games, you're not a great coach. You're not a great coach. Again, I will give you that if Ryan Tannehill doesn't melt down in the Bengals game, maybe they win the Super Bowl that year. John Robinson and Mike Vrabel are both still here if that would have happened. Does that make John Robinson a better personnel guy because they won the Super Bowl that year despite all these other terrible decisions that he made? No. It's just, you know, as Rand Carthon said yesterday, the ball's not round. It bounces different ways, right? And then just real quick on Rand Carthon's press conference, I don't care. I don't care how he comes across. I don't care that he wouldn't share the vision. All I care about is him assembling players and coaches that can win games. That's all I care about. That's all I care about. I don't care if he ever talks again. I thought he made a good point about him being out front in the spring, letting the coach be out front in the fall. I think that's good. I think John Robinson talked to the media too much. But I don't care if Amy Adams Strunk ever speaks or not. I don't care. I want them to assemble a football team that wins games. That's it, period. I don't care about any of the rest of it. So while all the noise is going on for the next few days about how bad they are and how bad they come across in the media and how bad, just remember, none of it matters. The only thing that matters is whether or not they can win games. And time will tell on that. Time will tell on that. People are acting like, now, well, Rand Carthon, I mean, the clock started on him. Like, she just makes these rash decisions. No, she doesn't. Look at how bad John Robinson was for how many years he was before he got fired. Now, was it a rash decision to fire him after A.J. Brown just murdered them on the field? Was that a rash decision? Probably, yeah. Do you blame her? I don't. You know, was it a rash decision to fire Vrabel? Well, maybe if you think that if it's true that 6 weeks ago they anticipated him being back and that changed, does that make it rash? Maybe, but look at the body of work. Look at what they've done. Look at the fact that the only way they ever won playoff games was when Derrick Henry was good. And when Derrick Henry couldn't get going against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, against the Ravens the next year. Now, the Bengals thing is different, but like the Ravens game was the year after the anyway, you know what I mean. The divisional round against, or the wild card round against the Ravens, the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. Derrick Henry couldn't get going. They lost those games. Okay, so like, Mike Vrabel is a leader of men. He's a good culture builder. All those things are true, but he inherited a team that won a playoff game and won two in 6 years. So don't come at me with how this is some just tragedy that he got fired. Okay. Again, that doesn't mean he won't go have success somewhere else. That doesn't mean he's not a good coach. But I just, when you step back and look at that whole body of work, I don't understand how you can think this is some terrible decision from ownership. So anyway, was it a good choice? Maybe not. I mean, I don't know. It'll depend on who they hire. And again, it'll depend on Will Levis. But I just don't think that Mike Vrabel is some irreplaceable commodity that the Titans are going to, you know, go into this tailspin forever because they fired him. Anyway, those are my quick thoughts on that. We'll have so much more on this. Obviously, MuseumMiracles.com, coaching search, all that stuff. We'll have you covered on all that. Check that out. We'll have podcasts as things become available. We'll talk about guys in the interview and all that kind of stuff. So subscribe to Home Run Throwback wherever you get your podcast. Search out me on Twitter at JMorrisMCM. And we'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you again later. Home Run Throwback is a part of the Fans First Sports Network.